Be still. Get moving. Remember, the fifth gear lowers engine RPMs at highway speeds, reducing noise and wear and tear. One of my favorite stories in the Old Testament is when the Israelites have left Egypt, but are now stuck at the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army closing in. They cry out to Moses in abject horror and fear, and Moses responds like this. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord, what he will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. You need only to be still, Moses says. The very next verse. But then the Lord steps in and says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. I love that. That's Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 through 15. Be still, Moses said, and move on, God says. Living in fifth gear is all about learning to be still while moving on. Remember, it is a calm, relaxed pace, but it is still a pace. But how to be still and keep moving? First, we still our hearts and settle in our minds that our Heavenly Father is always with us. With that stillness in our hearts, we then take the next step, whatever that may be. And why? Because you are hemmed in by God's perfect power, his perfect love, and his perfect presence. Hemmed in. We can be still and keep moving because we are hemmed in by our loving Heavenly Father. Psalm 139, verses 1, 3, and 5. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. We be still and move on with this additional assurance from Isaiah in chapter 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. May you listen for that still small voice guiding you, saying, this is the way, walk in it. And then get moving.